Left-wing groups face probes in wake of Kirk assassination. Washington. The assassination of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk has touched off wider efforts to investigate individuals and organizations on the far left. As Trump administration officials vow to act, some lawmakers have called for a new select committee to examine the financial backers of left-wing activism. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, meanwhile, has broadened the scope of its inquiry into the killing, raising basic questions about who knew, or did, what in conjunction with political violence that has gripped America. On September 15, a source familiar with the FBI's efforts told the Epoch Times that accounts alleged to have foreknowledge of Kirk's slaying are being looked at. The New York Post has reported that law enforcement's investigations have extended to a left-wing, pro-transgender group known as Armed Queers SLC. Kirk, who was 31, was shot and killed in Orem, Utah, on September 10 while speaking at Utah Valley University, the first stop on a nationwide tour. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on September 16, FBI Director Kash Patel said his agency was investigating Discord, an online messaging platform in which Kirk's alleged killer, Tyler Robinson, participated. Robinson, 22, was charged in a Utah courtroom with aggravated murder and other offenses on September 16. So far, no one else has been charged in connection with Kirk's assassination. George Zinn, a man at the scene who authorities said lied about shooting Kirk, has been arrested on suspicion of obstruction of justice and possession of child sex abuse material, which law enforcement found on his phone. Patel told senators that he and his colleagues are going to be investigating anyone and everyone involved in the Discord that counted Robinson among its contributors. "We are investigating Charlie's assassination fully and completely and running out every lead related to any allegation of broader violence," the FBI director said. "We're producing results on that that we'll disclose when appropriate." The FBI's scrutiny comes as some Republicans in Congress and Trump administration officials vow to investigate individuals, organizations, and financial backers linked to the far left. The Trump administration. Speaking to reporters on September 14, President Donald Trump said that the problem is on the left, adding that a lot of the people that you would traditionally say are on the left already under investigation. One of the strongest statements came from White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller in a September 15 interview with Vice President J.D. Vance. Vance spoke to Miller while hosting the Charlie Kirk Show in memory of Kirk, who had founded Turning Point USA and was a longtime ally of the vice president. "We are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks," Miller told Vance. Miller said the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, and other elements of government would take aim at doxing, street-level riots, and inflammatory messaging that he said was downstream of a vast domestic terror movement. Vance ended Kirk's program with a similar message. He said he believed the left had normalized political violence against its opponents, citing YouGov polling that revealed an ideological gap. A quarter of very liberal Americans considered political violence justified under some circumstances, while 3% of very conservative respondents held that view. Vance accused some vocal actors on the left of creating an environment where things like this are going to happen, and criticized the Ford Foundation and George Soros's Open Society Foundations, both of which are major donors to liberal and left-wing causes. The vice president said that calls for unity could only ring true after we work to dismantle the institutions that promote violence and terrorism in our country. Attorney General Pam Bondi condemned what she described on X as hate speech that crosses the line into threats of violence. "You cannot call for someone's murder. You cannot swat a member of Congress. You cannot dox a conservative family and think it will be brushed off as free speech. These acts are punishable crimes, and every single threat will be met with the full force of the law," she wrote. Even as the FBI and Trump administration officials appear to eye similar targets, Patel has sought to reassure lawmakers of his agency's independence, a sore point as both Democrats and Republicans accuse each other of politicizing federal law enforcement. In his September 16th Senate testimony, Patel said the FBI was not targeting any groups at the behest of the White House. "My targeting list is from the men and women at the FBI," Patel said. Congressional Republicans. On September 11th, one day after Kirk's assassination, Representative Chip Roy wrote to House Speaker Mike Johnson, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, and Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, asking them to create a select committee to investigate left-wing financial networks. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Harris, Representative Andy Biggs, and Representative Byron Donalds were among those who signed the letter. Roy's letter drew attention to Kirk's placement on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map several months before the assassination. The center's article on Turning Point USA characterizes it as a hard-right organization and accuses it of embracing white nationalism. Like Vance, Roy expressed some doubts about talk of unity after the killing of a leading conservative political figure. We can no longer pretend to be bound together by shared ideals when a well-funded vitriolic cadre of our fellow Americans and foreign interests are at war with the very values of faith in God, fidelity to our Constitution, and respect for the principles of liberty and Western civilization that define us as Americans, including, notably, the free speech practiced and exemplified by Charlie Kirk, Roy wrote. On September 15th, Representative Paul Gosar, who signed Roy's letter, told the Epoch Times he had not yet heard anything about the proposed committee from House Republican leadership. Jacob Berg contributed to this report.